A very good afternoon, but it's not a good afternoon for Derry City Football Club. A lot of people feeling that this move by the club was expected in recent weeks.
Well, Kenny's appointment, I thought, came out of the blue. His name wasn't mentioned at the start of the talks that I heard about when he got the job. But I don't think his dismissal and the termination of his tenure as Derry boss is a surprise. It's kind of been talked about this last couple of weeks, and as the games counted down and we got there last night, there was talk about he was the man for next season, but it's not to be the case. I just wonder how it would have gone if he'd qualified for Europe. Would he maybe have got the benefit of the doubt and got another run at it next season? But it's all ups and buts now. But obviously the focus is on who comes in, and I mean, even when somebody does come in, it's going to be really hard, Ashing, to compete with the Dundalks and the Corks, because they've made the League of Ireland, the Scottish Premier League, as it was, you know, 10, 12 years ago when it was Celtic and Rangers and then everybody else. And that's the way a League of Ireland has been this last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, just on the Kenny Shields situation, it just shows you as well, they won silverware, they won the EA Sports Cup, it was their first trophy in a while, and that just wasn't good enough even to save his job at the end of the season, because it turned out to be a really, really difficult period, losing 17 of the last 23, Martin.
Of course, and nobody's won a League Cup more than Derry City, and all of a sudden, it's not a trophy worthy anymore of recognition, because ultimately there's no European place at the end of it. Maybe that's something the league could look at in the future, because the prize money for it, I think, is something like €10,000. But it didn't. Even a trophy didn't keep them in place. And you know, in the modern day now in the League of Ireland, actually, you need to be in Europe as much as you can. Done well the first two campaigns that got into Europe, didn't make it this year, but the trophy just wasn't going to be enough. And then you hear all these bits and pieces leaking from the camp, and I think all roads led to what happened this afternoon, really.
Yeah, in your mind, what was wrong this year with Derry? What wasn't right, Martin?
Well, there were too many bodies. I mean, a blind man would have seen that. I mean, there were some players were signed, and I don't remember seeing them play. Guys that were brought to the club, there was one guy, I think he did 14 previous clubs. So you'd have to wonder how or why he had 14 previous clubs. But there were just too many bodies. They didn't get the consistent run that they needed to challenge for Europe. They leaked goals, you know, like a hole in a boat at times. Defending at times wasn't what it was in previous seasons. And some of the players that came in just didn't cut the mustard. I think it's really down to the 11 that go on the pitch. And I spoke to quite a lot of them over the season for our post-match interviews. And they all said it's our fault. And when the game doesn't go their way, it's down to us. It's not the manager when we cross the line. But phrases like that. And at the end of each game, you know, when you don't win the match, you're looking at why you didn't win it. And 9 times out of 10, it's because you either didn't score enough goals or you shipped too many goals. And Derry definitely shipped far too many goals this season.
Yeah, and I suppose it shows you as well, when Kenny Shields came in, they had a solid enough period, and it shows you in football that one season can change things dramatically, Martin.
One season can change it hugely. And I think a lot of it comes down to the Kenny himself and how he reacts to things. And maybe Stephen Kenny apart, I've never dealt with a Derry manager who took things not to heart and not personally, but he really felt the pain of defeat. And things really seemed to get them and get under his skin. And sometimes his answers in media sessions were a wee bit quick and off the cuff. And we'd heard in the last couple of weeks some of his interviews and quotes were almost defensive, and I think the pressure was mounting on him, and I think it was building on him, where he maybe sensed that this outcome would be the finale for him. But overall, like he had a good run in the first two seasons, but it's this season that's obviously cost him. And despite winning the League Cup, it just hasn't been enough. I mean, they finished 8th in a table of 10. You know, not what you want to be, and when you've had the previous two good seasons, it's obviously not going to be enough. But I think that the massive job now is whoever would come in to try and take over for next season.
Yeah, what sort of building job is that going to be? Because Kenny Shields last night said after the defeat, he said that he had the backing of the board. He was vowing that he was going to rebuild Derry and try and fix the problems that was there, and he knew it was going to take a lot of work. But less than 12 hours later, he is gone. So what sort of job is there for the next man coming in there? What do they have to do to take Derry, I suppose, out of this bottom half of the table and under the top?
Well, he needs to get a spine of a team. Now, Gerard Doherty's been an excellent servant for Derry for 10 years, but Gerard's 37. You'd probably get another two, maybe three seasons out of him. He looks after himself really well. He needs a good defence in front of him. Derry have never recovered from a loss of a player like Ryan McBride. Ryan McBride wasn't a Barresi or a Maldini, but you knew he wore the heart on the sleeve. When he crossed the line, all he saw was the red and white of Derry. He inspired younger guys around him. There's a very famous video clip of him tackling two players in Cork in the one tackle. And Derry never had that leadership after he went. You need a man at the heart of the defence. They need somebody in the middle. They need a Felix or a Doolin, and they need a Liam Coyle up front. That's the type of thing you want. The fans want to see those positions filled, but I don't know where you go to get them, because even if you had a pot of money to go, these guys are either going to be with Cork and Dundalk, or they're going to be away to England. Derry lost, you know, the likes of Curtis as well, and that didn't help them because the goals dried up after that. So whoever comes in has to start at the back and obviously work his way forward. It's going to be a huge operation. For Derry City next season, the aim has to be survival straight away, regardless of who gets the job. Staying up is going to be the main thing, and they've managed to do it this year, but they're going to have a harder job next year because there are going to be so many new faces coming in, I would expect.